If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it is Monday in The Feed. Every Monday we talk sports here in Connecticut with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. How you doing, Vin? What do we got going on this week?
Oh, we're doing great. A lot of stuff has happened over the past week and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as you know, I was sick last week.
But I know, yeah, we missed you. Yeah, it's good. It's good you're back, yeah.
Absolutely. But we could start off with the congratulations to Sacred Heart University women's basketball team. They not only qualified for the NCAA basketball tournament, but they won their first game. And this was a first, not only for the team, but for the university itself. Awesome job by those
great ladies
at Sacred Heart.
I love it.
In the state, high school playoffs, which happened just last week. State championships were played over the weekend at Mohegan Sun. And the winners in the girls category were in the Double L, Hamden. They topped Fairfield Ludlow. In the L division, E.O. Smith was the winner over Pomparog. In the Double M, New London was the winner over Mercy. In the M division, we have East Hamden in a close game beating Valley Regional. And S category, we have Northwest Catholic beating Colby to be crowned the champion. Congratulations to those ladies in the high school group.
Nice.
For the boys' championship games that happened that same weekend, we have Division One East Catholic. The big winner was St. Bernard's in Division Two. Congratulations to the top winner, WCA, in Division Three. The crown was taken in Division Four by Cromwell, and Division Five champs were Windsor Locks. Good job by them. In other areas, the cheerleader of the year was Alessa Capello from Lyman Hall, while the cheerleading merit award goes to Foreign High School's Joanna Lord. And the coach of the year was given to North Haven's Kathleen Kasafi. Congratulations to them. In girls indoor track, Audrey Kozak is the athlete of the year. Gary Schmedlin, the coach of the year. Both hail from Shelton High School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good job there. While in the boys' indoor track, we find that the athlete of the year was Stiles Mitchell and the coach of the year, Chris Stoner. Again, both from Xavier High School.
Nice,
nice job. And finally, in wrestling, we have Raken Shabas as the best athlete of the year, while Mike Cunningham was the coach of the year. And again, both from Xavier High School.
Nice.
Great job there over there by Xavier up in Middletown. So now we look forward to all the spring sports. We have softball, baseball, field hockey, lacrosse, track, and field.
Yeah, we got the spring coming up right away. It came quick.
Gorgeous. We had great weather Sunday. It's gorgeous out there today, Kevin, and looking forward to the great weather.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, Kevin. Take care. We'll talk to you then.
See ya.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.